Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a democratic, member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Friday, March 22nd, 2013, and this is Council 9 volunteer Alan Ward reporting. As our operational merger progresses, we continue to receive reports of confusion regarding the scope provisions of our contract, just as we should not perform work that is assigned to customer service, ramp, mechanics, or pilots in violation of their job scope. We need to ensure the scope of our job is not violated. Closing bins, confirming luggage is stowed, and making passenger announcements during boarding are all duties that traditionally define our flight attendant work. When supervisors or other employees perform this undisputed flight attendant work, it is a violation of our contract. Calmly advise anyone other than working flight attendants attempting to perform these duties that they are in violation of our contract and ask them to stop. In the same way, we should not be asked nor should we volunteer while off duty or deadheading to board any flight to which we have not been assigned to work. Be sure to report any violation of our scope to your local council office. As was reported in Wednesday's E-Lines, with the exception of the uniform dress, the deadline for ordering additional uniform pieces with our 25% discount is March 31, 2013. We reported that the discount for the uniform dress will be available until June 1st in error. In fact, the discount for the uniform dress will be available until June 30th, 2013. Beginning April 1st, we may order extra core uniform pieces using our point allocation. When you receive your initial set of core items, be sure to try them on to determine what returns or alterations are appropriate so that you're ready to transition to the new uniform once the company establishes the cutover date. It is anticipated that Cintas will begin to ship those optional items they have on hand beginning early April. Any back-ordered items will be shipped once Cintas receives the merchandise. You may notice changes to the pilot layover locations as a result of their recently ratified agreement. We should not automatically assume we are staying with the pilots at any location. Check your layover information to be sure you are headed to the correct layover location. In one of United's more recent in-flight services safety alerts, management advised that they have implemented immediate changes to both the jump seat position, location, and door evacuation responsibilities for flight attendants on only the newly reconfigured B-757 MJ aircraft. On this aircraft, flight attendant number 1 will now sit at 1 left inboard, and when assigned, flight attendant number 6 will sit at 1 left outboard. With 4 or 5 flight attendants, flight attendant number 1 continues to be responsible for evacuating doors 1 left and right, and as at locations where responsible more than one exit, initiate the evacuation at the exit nearest your jump seat before proceeding to the additional exit. With 6 flight attendant number 1 will be responsible for evacuating door 1 right. It cannot be stressed enough that these changes are specific only to the B-757 MJ aircraft and are effective immediately. These changes are included in the FAOM Bulletin No. 7 that is effective April 1, 2013. However, if you have an ID that includes the B-757 MJ aircraft, you are required to insert Bulletin No. 7 into your FAOM prior to working any flight on the B-757 MJ aircraft. FAOM Bulletin No. 7 is currently available at your local domicile and has an effective date of April 1, 2013. We draw particular emphasis to the fact that Bulletin No. 7, when inserted, will be the third bulletin currently in your FAOM. All three bulletins, No. 5, No. 6, and No. 7, will remain in effect until the next FAOM revision or change resulting from the issuance of another bulletin. Be sure to take time to insert, thoroughly review, and record Bulletin No. 7 in your FAOM prior to the April 1, 2013 effective date. For some time, the company has been working to implement a process by which retirees may elect to have a retiree badge. Most recently, the Employee Service Center has run into some IT challenges that need resolution in order to facilitate the printing of these ID badges. Company representatives have acknowledged that there is a high level of interest in obtaining these badges and have indicated the plan includes going live with the program during the second quarter of 2013. Flight attendants at airports around the system have been leafleting our passengers to enlist their support in our effort to stop the federal government from allowing small knives and other items considered pre-9/11 weapons on planes. Let's keep this momentum going and encourage our flying partners, family, and friends to help take action to keep knives off our aircraft. This is an issue we can all stand together behind. Nothing is more important than our safety, and we must act decisively to stop this mistake. To find out what you can do, visit our website. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling, and remember, one airline, one contract, building our future together.